Dr. Mark Schneep directs the California Economic Forecast in Santa Barbara. His company prepares forecasts and economic commentary on the regional economies of California. He also prepares economic analysis and county-level forecasts for Caltrans and other organizations. On November 15th, 1998, he came into the studio. He's my first guest, and I'm planning on you being my last guest as well. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Mark Schneep, also known as The Real MS.
That's right. Hi, Mark. How's it going? I'm here. So hit it.
So we're going to save this show. And if I have some funny background noise, do you have a stuffed animal or a little dog or a little... If I drop dead next week, we're going to play this broadcast for 6 straight months, once a week. I'm going to pay for it in advance. So people will remember you and remember me.
Okay. Deal.
You sound very impressed. So we have, here we are, the second week of 2025. We have a new president starting in a week. What kind of impact will a new president have on the economy? How will it, you know, he made a lot of promises. We've talked about what a president really can and cannot impact on the economy. How will the second term of Donald Trump impact the economy in 2025 and beyond?
Well, there should be some impacts. There definitely should be. You know, normally when people ask me about, you know, what the president will do and will it have a big impact, I've all these years I've been saying it won't have much impact because they don't do much. But Trump is a little more hands-on here, and he wants to definitely make an impact. So that's why all this talk about tariffs in order to get things straight and better for America. As a negotiating tool. And then, of course, he wants to reduce the debt, which is a huge, that's going to be a huge effort because we have so much of it. And then, of course, he wants to get rid of inflation. He wants to extend the tax cuts and extend the tax benefits to things like, you know, no overtime and no taxing of Social Security.
You mean no tax? You mean no tax on overtime, no tax on Social Security, no tax on tips, those items?
Right, right. And just extend tax cuts in general. And then he wants to end the wars that never end, like Ukraine and Russia. So those are the big issues. Also wants to expand, of course, energy. That make us energy dominant in all energy forms. So we'll see. We'll see. So these would be impactful to the economy. And that's, of course, what I wrote my January newsletter on this month.
Right. For those of you who would like to, is that newsletter available to anybody? Or how do you figure that out?
Yeah. So on our website, californiaforecast.com, and then go to newsletters.
Okay. The name of the company is California Economic Forecast, but the website is simply californiaforecast.com, californiaforecast.com. Obviously, if the war in Ukraine and the war in Gaza can end, it's going to benefit the world. It's going to benefit the United States. He's got a lot of promises. Traditionally, you know, Republicans are the ones that are trying to not spend money and reduce the debt. But I think in Trump's first term, he didn't reduce the debt. And if you extend tax cuts, you create new tax benefits, no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, no tax on Social Security. How do you balance that with the, you know, he wants to, you know, put money on the border. So he's got to cut somewhere. Can he cut enough?
Right. Well, he wants to raise tariffs so that we bring in tariff revenue. And that will help to offset the tax benefits that he's planning to extend. But the bigger issue is this establishment of DOGE, right? The Department of Government Efficiency, which will look at all the different types of government spending that the federal government has gotten themselves into over the last 200 years and start cutting right and left. So, because we don't need all this stuff that is basically laughable in many cases, all the kinds of grants that we give out to institutions to study, you know, basket weaving and stuff like that, and all the inspections that we have all these ketchup tasting inspectors to make sure that the tomato flavor is just right. So, I mean, we need to get rid of a lot of this superfluous stuff that's costing, you know, an arm and a leg. And so that's what he plans to do, or at least he says he's planned to do it.
Right. And, you know, I mean, I'm sure he's not the first president running for office or in office that wanted to achieve, you know, balance. How did Clinton do it back in the 90s? Or was that just too much of a different world to compare? But didn't he balance the budget?
Well, the Congress did at that time. That was, I think, Newt Gingrich was the speaker. And, yeah, it was under Clinton. So it was in 1998, 1999. So remember, that was the buildup of technology and the Internet. So there was a significant amount of revenue coming in from income taxes, from people that were making big windfall profits in the stock market and things like that. And the economy was soaring at that time, too.
Right, right. And the economy did well under the first Trump term. By a lot of people's analysis, the economy, well, at least the stock market, seems to have done well under the Biden administration. But inflation really is crippling. It's just started, started with COVID. And then all his plans, it's just, are you going to get another $1,400? Did you get all your COVID money?
I don't know. I should go back and look.
I thought I missed one payment. I might get $1,400.
Well, you know, that's one of the things, is one of the policies on the part of the new administration is to impound a lot of those appropriations that Congress made that haven't been, you know, expent yet. And impounding means we call them back. We claw them back, essentially, and use and don't allow them to be spent. So you may not get your $1,400. But that's okay. You don't need it anyway. You laugh all the way to the bank every month as it is.
You know, those realtors. My guest is Dr. Mark Schneep. He's the director of the California Economic Forecast. He does a monthly newsletter. You could find it at californiaforecast.com, californiaforecast.com. And he speaks throughout Southern California and at events. So, okay, anything else that I didn't ask you about what Trump will do? And you have... hopes that he achieves some of these goals?
Well, I think most people should have hopes that he achieves some of these goals, particularly reducing the federal debt, which is now past $36 trillion, and it is escalating rapidly like a wildfire. So we need to get control of that. That will help. That will make the case for lower inflation. It'll make the case for lower interest rates. It'll help the economy just overall in general if we can reduce government spending and try to reverse the federal debt spiral out of control that we are into now. So that's a big issue right there. That one, and of course, knocking down the foreign wars. I mean, we've put billions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars have gone to Ukraine. So we need to stop that spigot. That will help out a lot. And then, of course, the southern border. And then he also wants to start the deportations of 10 to 15 million people that have come into the country illegally, so he says, since 2021.
And how do you think that can impact the economy?
Well, that will have double-edged sword effects. I mean, it is true we could use many of those people for certain types of jobs that we have. And particularly now, regarding all of these fires that we've had in LA, that rebuilding effort is going to be monumental. And so we are going to need as many people joining the construction trades as possible. We have hurricane damage that we are trying to, repair in the East Coast. We have, and then now we have all this fire damage that we've got to deal with over the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years, probably even longer. We've got, tons of new development going on in California and in Texas and in nationwide, for that matter, which has strained the construction industry. The unemployment rate for construction workers has never been lower than now. So we could probably use some of these people, and hopefully some of them will be used. But nevertheless, deportations will probably still need to be occurring, particularly among those that have criminal records.
My guest, Mark Schneep, CaliforniaForecast.com, CaliforniaForecast.com. Was it in the 1960s, I interviewed a man whose father came over from Mexico in the 1960s under the, was it called the Bacaro program? Does that ring a bell?
It
sounds like Bacaro. It's something. Becerra?
Becerra?
It doesn't matter what the name was, but it was a program. I don't know if you're familiar with the program where they basically allowed workers to come in. I don't know if they actually gave them permanent residence or they gave them a path to permanent residence, but. This guy came from Mexico in the 1960s, ended up buying a duplex that his son still owns today that is worth a gazillion dollars. So I don't know if we've implemented any similar program to make it legal versus illegal immigration.
Well, they have work visas that they bring people in from Mexico to work, and then they ultimately have to return. So those programs still do exist. This was the Bracero program, and it actually started in the 40s and continued on, and it brought Mexican workers in basically for agriculture.
Right. Okay. Well, it started in the 40s. Yeah, we've had an interesting history of immigration. Look, everybody wants to get a leg up and everybody wants to help our neighbor, but it's just gotten so insane. And as you mentioned, criminals, it's just, everything is just off the charts. It's just remarkable how we got into this mess. I don't know why everything was changed as soon as Biden took over. I mean, I appreciate you have different political views, but something was working. And they just shifted everything. My guest, Mark Schneep, California Economic Forecast Director. You can find him at CaliforniaForecast.com. Why don't we take a break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about housing prices in 2025. And you had mentioned there's some state housing laws to enable more units being built. And I don't know if you're talking about the end of the single family residential zoning. And but we'll talk about that when we come back. And also median price, 2024 just kind of took a nosedive at the end. You don't hear that little sound in the background, Mark, do you?
No, what is it?
Are you on a speakerphone?
Yes.
I should have asked you that from the beginning. All right, let's try it without the speakerphone, see if that changes it. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.